President John Mahama prepares to exit the presidency today after almost a decade of occupying the high office of vice president and later president. What has been his contribution or legacy to Ghanaians? In an interview with Radio Ghana's George Ankra, political scientist Dr. Agredaku of the University of Ghana said President Mahama will be remembered for his monumental contribution to education, health, energy, and general infrastructure development.
The president has served a little over 4 years. You know, first he had to complete the unexpired term of the late president, Professor Fifi Atamel. And then eventually he was given the mandate in 2012, and then he had to rule from that time up to today. He's gone through a number of trajectories. We have had a lot of challenges. But phenomenally, let me single out investment in infrastructure, for instance. Of course, even though some have argued that they came with a certain cost. But let's look at areas of education. I think one major development, which I think is a flagship program for which he will be remembered, is his determination to make sure education is accessible. And by that, I'm very much interested in the construction of these community day secondary schools. These are phenomenal. You know, education is so fundamental. It shapes the outlook of individuals. And therefore, if the nation is able to invest in critical skills and we generate the human resources that we need, it really will help us develop phenomenally. So that has been phenomenal. Of course, you also will reckon that his contribution towards the distribution of free textbooks and free uniforms and shoes, among others. That's another area with regards to basic education and increasing enrollment at that level. He argued that he wanted to make it education progressively free. We're not there yet. But that's one area, education. You also reckon that in the area of healthcare, yes, President, His Excellency, former President Kufuor introduced a very phenomenal, policy in the NHIS. And the NHIS also had to go with a certain infrastructural development, of course, so to increase access. Access is very important. So the issue of chief compounds and the desire and the determination to construct regional and district hospitals are also phenomenal, very important contributions that he's made in that regard. You are also going to be interested in some major road infrastructure, for instance, the desire to improve safety, the desire to ensure that we enhance our dignity as a people, move freely to and fro from even an area which really has helped significantly is this Kwame Nkrumah Circle, very important project that several other projects that we're undertaking throughout the country to really facilitate the movement of goods and people.
Dr. Agredaku also analyzed President Mahama's style of administration and his consistent attempt to invest in internal security.
If you look at the area of internal security, that's one area that when Kufuor took over, the police, for instance, had been sidelined for a very long time. And so there was some consistent attempt to really rejuvenate, revitalize them, actually incentivize the police to be able to play the critical role that they have to play as far as internal security is concerned. You know, every nation depends largely on internal security. I don't think Ghana would want to go to war anywhere, anytime soon. Not in the foreseeable future, but we at least maintain, some presence, and we need to maintain a national army, we need to maintain our internal security, the police, among other agencies, will properly has to be resourced. And if you look at the policy of police feasibility under His Excellency John Dramani Mahama and the fact that we had to also resource them to some extent, what it means is that we will literally put the fear of the Lord into those who want to be miscreants in society. Don't forget that we all cannot be good people in the society. There will always be miscreants who want to undermine the peace and who want to undermine the state.
On the minuses of President Mahama, Dr. Agredaku said the perception of corruption could not be well prosecuted.
The president has served a little over 4 years. First he had to complete the honors high term of the late president, Professor Fifi Atamel. And then eventually he was given the mandate in 2012, and then he had to rule for
that. One area of concern has been the perception of corruption. That corruption, yes, even though we passed the National Anti-Corruption Action Plan in July 2014, we've had implementation nightmares. The various institutions of state who are supposed to be playing very active role in this fight against corruption, to my mind, to the best of my mind, have not been really capacitated to play the role that they have to play. You see, the government has also been rocked with a lot of crisis. You are talking about SADA, JIDA, and all those in the World Cup, you know, Brazil episode, the Wayome case, of course, which is a rollover from previous administrations. People felt that the president, His Excellency, has not been forthright, even though some few cases are before court. They realize that the contention has been that the political will, either the politicians are not willing or unable to really deal with this issue frontally. And that's why some of us have argued that if we're unable to deal with corruption, we will promote competition in corruption, and that can undermine the very fabric of our society.
You heard political scientist Dr. Agredako talking to George Ankra about the legacies of President John Dramani.
A governance expert, Professor Bafo Ajimaindua, says the maturity and level-headedness exhibited by President Mahama, the opposition, the Electoral Commission, Ghanaians in general, and the objective projection of the media during and after the 2016 election provides the opportunity for everybody to share in the pride Ghana is enjoying today. Speaking to Radio Ghana on what contributed to deepening Ghana's democratic credential, Professor Ajimaindua said he was not happy with the section of religious groups which sought to disrupt the enviable record Ghana has set itself.
I think the conduct of the elections, the comportment of citizens, followed by the transitional processes, should make all of us proud as Ghanaians. Because certainly, seldom you find such smoothness in transitions in other African countries, as well as even in some so-called developed democracies. First, we have to say that the outgoing President Mahama has been very graceful in defeat, just as the incoming President Nana Akufo-Addo has also been very magnanimous in victory. So the comportment of these principles in our political process currently, I think, has really added to the pride that we should all share as Ghanaians building a democratic society. Then we can also mention civil society, the role civil society has been playing over the past years. And here I think we can single out the independent think tanks that we have in the country, the role of the CDD, Center for Democratic Development, the IEA, IMANI, IDEC, and a host of others. These institutions have been very consistent in their support for democratic governance through their research and advocacy. And I think that has been very, very helpful indeed. We should also single out the media. And I think in the recent elections, we saw the beauty of the media in a working democracy, their education for the public, their coverage of the processes, and including, in fact, in the last election, their ability to project the outcome of the elections. All this helped to really bring some kind of sanity to people's reactions to the results of the elections. And I think that was very, very good. Then, of course, we better not forget the faith-based organizations, because kind of an interesting area. Personally, I wasn't too pleased with the way some churches behaved towards elections in terms of bringing some divinity to the process and making all kinds of prophecies. But I guess in our society, whether we like it or not, we have to embrace this aspect of religion as almost part of the process. But I think that we need to examine the role of religion so that we do not complicate the democratic process by bringing into focus faith, which is something no one can contest or question. So that is a different area perhaps we can look at. And if I should step back a minute also to look at the media, we also know that overall the media did a beautiful job. I think Martin Amidu once called the rented media will have to again be revisited, so that as we move towards a more kind of a better democratic system, such media will also revise their notes and see how best they can contribute to the process. The final point I would like to make relates to governance institutions. And here I think the calls have been fantastic. If you look at how the Supreme Court in particular intervened in the last few months towards elections to resolve electoral conflicts,